This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
Hi, my friend Karen.
Hi, Chris Fairbanks. What's going down? We just podcasted yesterday.
Yeah.
So a two in a row is not common for us.
No, it isn't. But I was, you know, when I steamrolled the beginning of the show with my story, as I do, I realized I had kind of a better one from yesterday, but I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll save it, or not all stories need to be told.
And now suddenly this opportunity has presented itself to you.
It needs to be told as much as it needs to be a documentary.
What is it?
I was walking out of the Walgreens.
Hold on. This is how the documentary is going to start.
Yeah,
it's black screen, and it's Chris's voice saying, I was walking like a weird old man.
Cut to weird old man. Wait,
hold on.
I went to get my Metamucil at the Walgreens.
And then it's typewritten, I was walking with three eyes. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
And I just was getting, I needed rubber gloves because I'm just walking out of the store with rubber gloves, and this kid came up to me, I can't tell how old people are sometimes.
Right.
Let's just say he was 30. So sort of a kid to me. And he just started telling a story, and I was in the right mood to listen. He's like, I just got dropped off. I've been in jail for 3 years, and I just got out, and you're the first person I've talked to that isn't in jail. And I was like, okay, wow. Congratulations, you're out. Because he was like a happy person.
Yeah. Okay.
But I tried to cut right to the chase. And I'm like, I don't have any cash, but can I help you with anything? Like, I assumed I would go into Walgreens and maybe buy him a beverage or something. Because he also had a knife in his pocket.
Oh.
But just like a pocket knife. Like anyone... Sure. And he did have, he was telling me that he was in for 3 years, that it was scary, that he showered only at 3 a.m. because he thought he was going to get killed. And he did tell me a bunch of scary stories, and I did believe him. And he did have a bag of his clothes with a Bible in it with a bunch of bookmarks, which is kind of if I was going to create props for someone outside of just getting out of jail, the Bible with all the bookmarks would definitely be.
Yeah, that makes you buy it.
But then he was like, well, I want to call my mom and my girlfriend. And I think she's still my girlfriend. But my phone doesn't, I need my phone activated. And I was like, oh. And he's like, it should only be $30. But he had whatever. I paid $60 to activate this phone. And Chris. then he was following me. He wanted a friend. I really think that's it. At no point did he try and intimidate me. But I went into the Boost Mobile store or whatever and paid his phone bill. And then I came home and I'm like, man, I'm a sucker. Or I did a nice thing. I don't know. But
could be both.
Could be both. Yeah. Can we just agree that you can be both?
Here's the thing. I think it's really nice. I think if that guy did such a good job convincing you with props and with good stories and with the kind of you're the first person, it's good writing. To start it with
it
like,
a great
you're
opener.
The first person I've spoken to outside of jail.
He really grabbed me with that one. Yeah,
he did. And that's a $60 idea right there. So you know what? I don't think this guy... in the large scheme of things, scammed you.
No.
Because there are people who are being paid for scripts that are 1,000% less interesting than what that guy presented to you on the street as active, living, performance art to get you to help him. And it worked.
And you already started.
And it was only $60.
You started writing it. Yeah, you're right. It was, let's just look at it as a good idea. But I do remember, buying carpet cleaner from a guy, door-to-door guy, when I lived in a house with only wood floors.
Sure.
Because he had a stain on his shirt and I felt bad for him. And then I was immediate buyer's remorse, of course, because I had no carpets. And I remembered it being an expensive solution. And then up to another time, also I was intimidated. And I just wanted to diffuse the situation by being the coolest guy. I'm like, yeah, man, I'll pay your bill. Like, maybe I was a little scared. There was another time I was coming home, and this time it wasn't gloves. It was a burrito. I was just holding a burrito, but it was dark. And this guy came up to me in the shadows and was like, hey, I have an iPad and some iPods and a laptop. And I'm like, I don't want to buy any electronics. And then he was like, well, I have a knife. And I was like, oh, that you're selling or that you might stab me with? Like it was and then.
Did he answer that question? Sorry, hold on.
No, he didn't say, yes, I might stab you. He just said, I just said, look, because I wanted everything to be cool. I'm like, I'll just give you the money I have in my pocket. And then next time I see you, maybe I'll buy that iPad, because at the time I didn't have an iPad. and he's like, okay, cool. Well, let me know. And then he gave me his phone number. So I had his phone number. I was kind of like subtly mugged, but I then had his phone number.
You also helped the mugging yourself by basically volunteering the money.
You didn't. This guy had a tattoo on his arms of bleeding boxing gloves.
Okay.
It was two boxing gloves with blood dripping on. So that, if you have that tattoo, I know you can outbox me. You can disable me, put me to the ground, and take all the money you want on your own.
Also,
and
you're
my
in the
burrito.
Shadows.
I really wanted to eat that burrito.
You needed the burrito. Also, he came from the shadows. Always bad. Always for vampires.
And the next night was Maximum Fun Con. And so on stage, I was like, yeah, this guy gave me his phone number. Everyone texted him, hey, are you selling any iPads? And so all of a sudden, he got like 65 texts from the audience. But it sort of backfired, because then he was like, who the fuck is this? He started threatening people.
Sure.
I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention he was kind of scary. And then I felt bad. All these sweet podcast fans of Jordan's. So sorry, Jordan. Sorry, Max FunCon.
I feel like presenting this story this way, I feel like you want me to participate in it with you and help you unwind it a little bit.
I wanted you to yell at me.
Did you? Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is next time you walk on the lit side of the street, get a little more of a lady lens going on your life.
Yes.
We don't walk near the shadows at night when we go get a burrito. That's not the side of the street we walk on.
Yeah. It was nighttime. I don't know why I was looking for shade.
You were you were like, "Where I'm going to go under this bridge."
Well, that,
you know what? I think both of those. The second guy was mugging you for sure.
Yeah, very, very casually, because he mentioned the knife. And I did out loud say, to sell me or stab me with? And he kind of shrugged.
I was like, how much would you give me for it?
Yeah, your life. How much is your life worth?
$75.
Yeah, I do get intimidated by boxing glove tattoos. I let a guy in my driveway in Austin, I had a dent in the back of my car and he came to the door. He's like, I'm going to fix that dent. And he just started working on it. And I just wanted to be like, stop. I don't want you to Bondo the back of my car. But then I saw his boxing gloves. He also had a boxing glove tattoo. I'm not kidding. I'm just now realizing two different guys that have taken advantage of me. Because then he drove me to an ATM and he wanted more money than he quoted. But I saw that boxing glove thing. And you know I can handle myself, Karen. I've been punched many times. I've had my nose broken a couple times and I didn't fall down. I just kept running my mouth.
So like Chris Rock? You Chris Rocked it where you took the hit and you turned back around and put your hands behind your back?
My composure is on a Chris Rock level. Every time I've been punched, I immediately come out with a joke like, oh, did a fly just land on my nose? Or did someone's grandma just hit me? That was one I used once.
Nice.
Nothing against grandmas, but it was a different atmosphere. It was the early 2000s.
It was the early 2000s.
We would never say that.
We were shitting on old people constantly in the early 2000s. We made them rap. We made them dance to youth music. It was horrible. There was a lot of elder abuse.
Yeah. Confused about where the beef was.
Yes. Ugh. Making old ladies talk about beef constantly. Well, that was a little earlier than the 2000s, but still.
Yeah. Sometimes I confuse the early 2000s with my early, early childhood.
I want to say this, though, about the people who you can't tell if they're mugging you or giving you a hard sell. This has also happened to me twice.
Yeah.
And one time it was in an office building and it was like right when I was starting a job. So it was in this weird kind of empty office building. And I heard the elevator ding. And then the guy walked into my office and basically sold me a pre-bought spa package where it was like $150 for all these spa treatments. And he was cute. And he was like, he was almost like a camp counselor where he immediately squatted down by my desk and was like, you look like you needed this. And it was this hard sell that I was like, I had no choice. It was like, there's a way people do that manipulatively with the way they speak, where you don't get to talk, it's just statements he's making about what you want and what you're doing and what you need, and you get pulled right into it. And then when you finally do get to participate, what you're going to do is write a check for $150. And I literally did it. He left my office, and then I picked up the phone and called my bank and said, I don't know what just happened, I need you to cancel this check.
I did it too. I got a bunch of magazines and had to find a phone number. I'm like, stop. I don't want Field and Stream.
Yeah, I just got routed by somebody who's good at what they do.
Yeah.
And also the jail guy. I like kind of respect the jail guy because I feel like there might be a grain of truth to that story.
Yes,
Right? And that's a person just saying, hey, look, I'm in need and I'm trying to make you care about it somehow.
I asked him.
I don't think that's bad.
No, actually, I felt good that was a different situation yesterday. He was a sweet kid and he went through something scary and he actually kept saying how scary it was. Also, he said Suge Knight was in the jail. He's like, yeah, they haven't sent him to prison. He's just in the jail.
He's at county?
I guess so. Yeah, I called it county too. And he looked at me like, maybe they only call it county in movies. that's the sheriff's office. What do you, I think we're right though. It would be the sheriff county jail.
Or maybe just the city prison. I don't know what it's called. Downtown.
I have never been arrested. I don't know anything.
Yeah, same.
And, but he did say, he started to tell me, I maybe even asked like, what did you do? Was it stabbing someone with your left front pocket knife? And no, he just said, he didn't really tell me, but he said he was walking by a gas station and these people started making fun of. He said people were making fun of me. One of them called me Michael Jackson because I was wearing a hat. And it, anyway, he just kind of changed the story. But I think someone died because he kept talking about all the other. He said murderers and everyone in there has killed someone. And I'm like, you mean like you? And but then in his
bed. But he wouldn't get 3 years, I don't think, if he actually murdered someone.
Well, he said he told me that the other night an old man came in from Beverly Hills. And he said he was like in his 80s. We talked for a long time. He said he was in his 80s and the guy just came in to jail saying, I killed my wife. I killed my wife. And then I said, oh, no. And he's like, well, it sounded like the wife was old and confused and had a knife and attacked him, or that was his story. But he was crying. I was like, I got to get out of this place. But yeah, he did have in the bag, being crushed by the Bible, his Michael Jackson hat. Like, he was dressed like Michael Jackson that night. It's like he had a purple like hat on, like a whatever you call those hats.
A fedora.
A fedora. Thank you. See, I'm so cool. I don't even know what they're called. But yes, I bought a fedora. I thought it would look good. And then I quit wearing it, or I gave it to charity, just in case you were wondering.
If I
ever got caught up in this fedora craze, I knew you were going to ask that.
Just anticipating all these things. You know what that makes me think of is when I used to live, I had an apartment on Grace Avenue, which was off of Franklin, above Hollywood Boulevard. It was in that weird little pocket where it's actually super dangerous.
Yeah.
And there used to be a herd of stray cats, like 100, because there were old ladies that would feed these cats. So they would just kind of come around and be in this driveway. Anyway, I used to walk down there.
Sorry, I'm just saying, I bet I could have picked them up and petted them. Anyway, carry on.
Maybe. Yeah, you have the gift.
Yeah,
you have the gift.
I am gifted.
But I was walking down to get like whatever kind of basics at the drugstore that was down on Hollywood, which is Hollywood Boulevard, like the shitty part. And
literally, yeah.
Literally and figuratively. And I left the drugstore and I went across the street because it was one of those super cheap sunglasses stores where it was like, remember, it would be a wall of sunglasses, like hundreds. And they were all like $5 or something like that.
You strike me as someone, and I'm only, we've never done this together, but I bet you like to put on different sunglasses and laugh and turn and do different characters wearing the glasses. I can see you doing
that. How about these? I love to say, what about me and these? I'll yell at the top of my lungs. So I'm standing there and this was like mid 90s, right? So it was all those rectangular black frame sunglasses with like red lenses or green lenses.
Of course.
So I was like, oh, I need a new pair of these sunglasses. And an old lady came up to me with a huge smile on her face and just stood right on my left side. And I turned and looked at her and then she goes, hello. And then
I'm scared.
I was like, yeah. And then I was like, hi. And then she walked away. And then I went to buy my sunglasses and the $20 bill that was in my pocket was gone.
Oh, so wow.
There are people, and it's Los Angeles. You know what I mean? It's like a pretty big city. I think there's scam artists and not, I think what happened was she saw a $20 bill sticking out of my pocket and then just came right up and was like, yep, I'm gonna be right near you. You'll see me so that you won't think I'm doing anything. And I'm old. But I think there's various and sundry scammers, to all levels of scammers, from the truly like, hey, I don't know what to do and I'll just tell you my story. And maybe that story worked once and now it's worked 500 times. It's the same exact story. Yeah. Sure. Or it could just be like a person who's just like a little bit of a pickpocket and knows to keep their eyes peeled for dumbasses like me who like keep their cash in like a loose pocket.
Yeah, you like to hang it off like a dancing girl.
I mean, I truly didn't mean to, and I was so angry. I was like, that fucking old lady. I was going to have a new pair of sunglasses and $15 change, and now I have zero things.
Think back to those glasses, though. Aren't you glad you didn't buy them?
Well, you know, here's what I know for a fact about those sunglasses from the 90s. There was absolutely no UV protection in that glass. It was plastic. So you were basically shading your eyes and making your pupils get big.
Opening your...
So that the sunbeams could go directly in and give you
into your iris and then reflecting like an upside down drawing of a tree off the back lens of your eyeball, shooting it back to the image to the back side of your cornea, where then the image is reversed again back to normal size. It's only upside down for a second in where your eyeball.
Where are the rods and cones in that process?
They're firing. Most of them are firing. Some are in your brain when you get anxious. Rods and cones fire in your
brain. Correct.
And then also it is the rods and cones firing, and they are little loud explosions.
Oh.
You can actually hear them. And those happen in your eye, and that is what expands your pupil or iris or the everything expands. Letting in more light.
The French call it the petite explosion.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
I had the dumbest joke when I was younger about the anvil, the stirrup, and the hammer, the bones in your ear. Now obsolete. They have no purpose anymore. But a lot of people don't know that when hundreds of years ago in our ears lived a tiny little blacksmith who'd make horseshoes for our cavities. I actually used to say that as a joke and wonder why I was having trouble on stage. And
you said that on stage.
Yes, I took that to the stage. It was a finished joke, Karen. It was finished. It was ready for to be hot off the presses. I have always loved the idea of many things. As you know, I can't stop talking about it, but a tiny blacksmith that is working on the... Because why is it an anvil and a hammer and stirrup? That's all horseplay.
That's all horseplay, for sure.
I don't know. I think we're going to keep getting taken advantage of because I am unable to do that. And maybe I just admire it in someone else because they tried to teach us those talking points where the only answer can be, yes, here's my checkbook, back when I was selling knives or selling coupon books. And I hated it. I hated doing it.
I think some people are definitely built for it because I think there's some people, like sensitive people, people who pay attention to what other people do and say and are concerned about that.
Yeah.
They can't do it because they're too locked into the response they get. Whereas there's other people in this world who literally could give a shit about other people. They might not even be sociopaths. They might just be a little bit hardened or had whatever, you know what I mean? That's how their parents were or whatever. So they have no shame, I guess. So it's like, they'll say or do anything to get their way.
Yeah.
And when you have that like kind of that engine behind you, plus like, say you really do need to get that phone turned on or say you really do need your own fucking burrito, you'll do it and you'll get it done, you know?
Oh, I forgot. Also, when he went to activate the phone, he didn't know the number. And I'm like, this might be a stolen phone. But then the woman said, is the name on it Light? And he said, yeah, Crystal. And then I was like, wait, your girlfriend's name is Crystal Light? And he didn't get it or understand why I was laughing, but...
He didn't?
No, I guess... I don't know. He was in for a while. Crystal Light, that again, that's a thing that we believe in Crystal Light because it believed in us.
Yeah, because we believe in us.
Yeah, and that was... When was that? The 80s?
This guy was born in
probably 1990 or 1980 or something. Here's I don't know how old he was.
The other part of it is he left fucking jail and had nowhere to go and no one to call and nothing in his pockets.
I did the right thing.
That seems like a bad setup.
Even if he wasn't, even if it's a scam, even if he walks around because he, whatever. He needed the phone activated. Or did I activate a stolen phone? I don't know. Who cares?
Well.
He's my friend now. And he also wanted me, he said, maybe... What's your Instagram handle? Maybe we can hang out or you can make me dinner. Cause I said, I have to go home. I'm making dinner. I kept saying that. And anyway, he invited himself over for dinner. So maybe.
Yeah, he did because he knows you're going to say fucking yes, Chris.
What is wrong with me? Why can't I? I'm so tired of getting steamrolled. Again, this was a situation of being charitable. I'm not ashamed of it.
No, it's a decision you made. But hey, look, also, this is us being out in the world again. Like, did you have that whole conversation mask-free? That's a That's a weird change. There's all kinds of things that happening that we're not prepared for.
The funny thing was, he's like, yeah, I can't believe... He said something to the effect, like, how have things been? And I'm like, well, you were in jail at the perfect time. The last 3 years have been... I mean, we've all been locked in our... Everyone's was kind of... It was a perfect time to be in jail. No one was able... The streets were empty. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, no one was driving. Like, downtown, no cars. Like, he wasn't getting those visuals. I'm sure they watched the news, but he did... He knew COVID was happening, but the details he was fuzzy on because he, again... was locked in
making
jail.
Up new lies to tell you?
Yeah.
He was distracted by trying to memorize your credit card number that he could see.
He did drive off in a Mercedes. Is that a bad sign? And the license plate said "You sucka" on it.
It said "Thanks dummy." THNX dummy.
And he honked his horn and the horn went, "You're a dummy."
Actually, that happened one time when I lived in the Upper Haight. There were little, like, kind of fake punk rock kids. It was, like, 1991.
Sure.
And they would all sit in the Upper Haight. And literally, they were just kind of on drugs and, you know, wearing kind of shitty clothes. They had a lot of piercings and fucked up hair. And they would, like, literally just have their hand out, but, like, you know, sweatshirt on. So they're, all in their sweatshirt, but, like, just gimme. And I just remember being on my way from the Gap to my second job and being like, fuck you. And I watched one kid who was just like that. And then he got up and got into one of those old 2002 BMWs and drove away. I was like, you fucking piece of shit.
That is, I used to see that. I can't remember. There was a name for the kids pretending on Guadalupe in Austin, right by UT, that was a great place for them to... And a bunch of them got picked up in a nice SUV. Granted, it was someone's mom, probably, but...
Yeah,
to see him actually get... Or the guy that's a cameo in every movie that plays guitar while roller skating, and he wears that turban, and he's, like, in L.A. Story, and anytime there was, like...
He's, like, a Venice Beach guy?
Yeah, an establishing shot that says you're in California. They would go to Venice Beach and probably call him up. He was in so many movies, and I saw him packing his... And he's talented and a sweet man. But I saw him, as far as I know, I saw him get into a very new Mercedes in Venice Beach after a day of... But he's out there every day... You know, just playing and busking and skating, and strumming.
Live talent for tourists. I mean, that they pay. It's good money.
He should have a Mercedes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I just remember at the time.
Everybody else in those movies has Mercedes. Why can't he?
At the time, I was taking the bus, and I also had borrowed a Mustang that while I drove it, I had to hold on to the convertible top because it would fly off. I drove that to... That Reality Bites Back show. Every day I was holding onto the roof of my car while steering to go all the way out to some... And then everything changed. And I'm glad that I had that experience. But boy, it sucks to not have a car. The end.
No, we're doing a podcast. So we're not doing any endings.
Oh, right.
Conversation.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was not the end.
Don't
turn off your devices because I said the end.
Yeah, it's not the case. It's not what's happening.
No.
Well, I mean, I do think it's just weird because it's almost like the war in Ukraine started and then everyone now is pretending like summer's starting and that COVID is over and everything's normal. Like there is a very distinct kind of like, this is what we're doing now thing. So like I went to dinner with my friends at that awesome restaurant Kismet over in Los Feliz.
Yeah.
And the waiters still were wearing masks, but everybody else wasn't. And everybody was out. I mean, there was just people fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And it is this weird, I don't know. I'm just bringing it up because I think it's a really... I'm very excited that it feels different. I don't trust it, of course.
Me either.
But it is that kind of thing where I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, hopefully they'll just be like, shows or things to do or like ways to regroup again if this is all actually happening.
Yeah, yeah. Part of me is safely looking at it like a little vacation between variants. But it also, when you see people not like, because of things like Ukraine, or it happened before when they murdered George Floyd, everyone, it was like a celebration of like, we're not the most important thing right now. Let's go out and celebrate life because something else is happening that's more important than us worrying about ourselves. There's something healthy about it, but a lot of it is just people taking advantage of that. And they're like, great, I get to go and try and make out with people in the streets. You know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, that's why it was a, yeah, it making out in the streets. Go do it.
I'm just excited to get to go out to dinner again because I don't cook.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of all the places I've been ordering from.
Yeah, it was the fact that I was calling restaurants, getting ingredients, going down, getting them, coming home. That's as crazy as I was getting. But yeah, I don't want to order food to my house anymore. I really don't want to do that.
The problem with me is I know that there's plenty of fine choices and even healthy choices.
Yeah.
But by the time I'm actually ordering, it's always 7:30. Like it's always way past the point where I should have started to eat or think about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm tired and I'm hungry and grumpy and low blood sugar.
Totally.
And so I'll always, in that scenario, I will always order a cheese-based dinner.
Yeah.
Which is like the worst case. It's the worst thing you do. And
for cheese to be the main, the actual base of the meal. A bed of cheese.
Built on it. There needs to be several layers of cheese.
You're talking about lasagna, right?
Me Garfielding out. Every day is Monday over
now,
here.
What day of the week is it?
It's always Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's definitely lasagna.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. And also because it was so hot today that it's like, ooh, summertime. There's just, I think, time for some cheese. It's cheese. I want hot cheese. I'm going to go out and watch other people eat cheese with no mask.
Yeah, it's a spectator sport. Cold, frozen cheese on a stick and lick it like a lollipop.
I mean, I wonder if there is some. Oh, I guess yogurt. Frozen yogurt is kind of cheesy.
Oh, that, I don't ever want that. I don't think I'll ever be able to eat frozen yogurt again. That's a good thing, though, because TCBY is a... Remember what a big deal it was to have frozen yogurt for the longest time?
Oh, yeah.
That was such a big deal, and I never got it.
That's because you don't diet. It's basically you can have ice cream with less calories and less fat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's all ruined for people now that you've invented the cheese flavor of frozen yogurt.
Now that I've invented mozzarella yogurt, it's ruined.
Yeah, we sell it, but if you want to get technical, this cheese stuff is not the country's best yogurt.
It's not.
Also,
wasn't it either the country's best or something? Thank God. Wait.
Right, TC. It's an acronym.
They can't believe, there was something like not being able to believe it's yogurt. I can't, but that would be ICBY.
I can't believe it's not yogurt. Are you thinking of the
butter? I can't
believe
it is yogurt.
Oh, I'm having I just feel like, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I feel like if we go any further, we might look dumb.
Oh, I think it's happening right this second. The beginning of this podcast.
TCBY, taking care of business?
Yogurt?
Yeah.
Taking care of yogurt business?
Taking care of...
Tony can't believe yogurt. That's what the original
I also was intimidated by a guy once with a taking care of business tattoo because he was into Elvis's karate.
Chris, I think you're blaming tattoos.
I'm sorry I'm shaming bad doorbell motor tattoos one acquires in prison, but a lot of the ideas are bad, and they're just out there to make guys like me hand over the money.
Hand it over. Look at the bloody boxing glove.
I just, a tattoo of hand it over on your arm, and you just roll up your sleeve.
You flex your muscle. Yeah, hand it over.
Let's just get to the point. Hand it over. Backwards letters.
I wonder, though, everybody having been locked in their houses for 2 years, if on the street scamming is like at an all-time high. Because honestly, if somebody came up to me and was like, you're the first person I've talked to out of jail, mm-hmm. I would have probably done exactly what you did.
Yeah.
It's not like I would have been like, oh, really? Peace out or whatever.
Yeah. It is
First of all, I wouldn't have said peace out. I don't know why I said it now.
Yeah. and then slide down your blue lens glasses.
Wink.
Peace out with peace signs. He also just got me in a good mood a lot. And I feel bad about it. We all do when someone comes up and they are down and out. But I gotta go. I have one thing to do today. I can't stop.
Yes.
And I do that, and then I feel bad, or I go back. But this time, yeah, there was nothing I was in. I was the only one in the parking lot.
He picked you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he picked you. Also, if it's in a parking lot, that's bad, too.
Yeah, yeah. But there was other people around. He looked like he was happy to be out of jail and wanted to celebrate. But, you know, he also just had a kind face.
I was going to tell you. Years ago, sorry, but years ago, I read this really good article in The New Yorker about a guy who had a very similar thing happen to him, where he was walking down the street and a girl walked up and she was kind of crying and she kind of made eye contact, but then like whatever. And she was like looking around and seeming upset. And so then he went, are you okay? And she was like, and it was like this story where she like, I just rented this car and I gave this guy cash so I could rent this car and da da da. And she tells the story about how basically this guy ripped her off.
Yeah.
And she was then stranded in Manhattan. And she's like, I'm trying to call my mom. She lives in Queens and she's not picking up the phone or whatever. And so it's basically like, she needs to take a cab to Queens. She needs $100.
Yeah.
And he gives it to her. And then like 3 months later, he's walking down the same street and he sees her in exactly the same scenario, half crying.
In
whole
her
thing.
Work clothes.
And he walks up. Yeah. And he walks up to the guy she's talking to and says, she got me 3 months ago. This is all a scam. And then she immediately was like, fuck you. And then just turned around and walked away. And he couldn't believe it. Because he entirely bought into this world and it was very easy to buy into this world. And then he was so like, it was kind of about how he felt bad because this is her job and this is like how she makes money. But at the same time, he's like, I got scammed. At least let me keep you from getting scammed.
Yeah. That's great. That's everyone's dream is to catch, especially after you've been robbed, you know, to catch someone if I could have caught someone going into my garage to steal my bike. They bent up the door. If I just had gone out and saw them and went, oh, hello, it looks like you're breaking into my... And then they just run away. It would feel so good to catch someone, but we never do.
Unless then they turn around and hold up their arm and there's
nunchucks.
The terrifying nunchuck tattoo.
Yeah, I just made it worse. Ooh, a tattoo of bloody nunchucks.
No!
Oh, I gotta
my bikes.
A flash page of the most intimidating tattoos.
Good idea.
Yeah, I will.
How about a roaring cat? a hissing cat. So you, hissing.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not a cat that enjoys the time of the 1920s? Roaring.
Felix the cat? Oh, a roaring cat.
I'm not on my best behavior, Karen.
What happened?
I just keep, my brain's on the fritz.
You know why we use?
I can't stop thinking of James Fritz.
None of us can. He's America's sweetheart.
He is.
It's because we podcasted yesterday.
Yeah.
We used all our talking energy.
I suppose. Have
you
been?
Fine.
Theft, I have said, is my least favorite crime. I can understand murder and things like that. People can piss you off, but theft, actually, just taking someone's thing, it really bothers me. Not from a store, I guess, as much, but. Robbing people, I really hate it. When were you last robbed in a classic?
Well,
anyone ever break in your house?
No. Okay. Not that I know of. That's why I got my dog George when I got her when I was living by myself after I came back. When I got divorced, went off to work in New York and then Chicago, and then came home and realized it's just a target sitting here waiting to be and had all these. It was fucking Burbank. It was like it wasn't happening. But
yeah, that was a nice neighborhood.
But that's when I got George, and that's and basically a really loud kind of lunatic dog bark keeps most things away, most people.
It would keep me away too. I don't want a loud, insane barking while I'm just, that's something I need to get over because I need an animal around in my life. I need to get over the meowing and the barking thing. Did you know I had a thing about that?
Nope.
Nope. I can't take it, Karen.
Well, then you can't have either because that's all it is. That's all you do with pets.
I've been very lucky in my life to be only affiliated with quiet, non-meowing, non-barking cats and dogs. I don't know why it wasn't something, you know, that they learned. Just you can get lucky. Sometimes there's a quiet, thoughtful animal in your life, and I'm there for it. Am I coming out of left field with a lot of this stuff?
I feel like
I'm off. Yeah. Do you think people are going to listen and be like, "Oh, Chris is off his rocker today"? I mean, we'll get a rhythm going, and then here I come out of nowhere with this snooze festival change of plans.
Well, because let me answer your question that you asked me about being robbed.
This is why I'm bad at scamming.
I thought you were literally circling back to feline AIDS again. And I was just like, I don't know if I can sit here through this.
I told you at the top of the show, I'm going to mention feline AIDS every episode. I was just ramping up to it, but we might as well say it now. I had a cat once that had feline AIDS and it came as quite a surprise. Not enough people have heard about it. I've gotten actual threats. Please stop talking about feline AIDS.
I was going to tell you a story about thinking I was being robbed and actually not being robbed.
And I steamrolled it, and I'm sorry.
Because you're fine. Because we lived in a terrible part of Sacramento. This was when we lived in the house that was next door to the serial killer Dorothea Puente's house, and she had only been arrested a couple years before.
This is something you talked about on your other podcast. I do not know about Dorothea Puente's.
I'll brief you quickly.
Okay, great.
She was an old gal. And she's probably in her 70s, I think. And she looked even older. She ran a boarding house for almost like a halfway house. And it was only for people who were on Social Security. And oftentimes they were either very old, they didn't have anyone to take care of them, or they were somehow in need of extra support. Yeah. And she basically made sure what was happening was that their Social Security check was being mailed to their house, to her house, which is where they lived. And then she would kill them, bury them in the backyard, and keep collecting their Social Security.
How did she cash the check? I guess,
I'll tell you right now.
Okay,
no,
great.
No, you can ask me. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
There was a bar across the street, a total hideous dive bar that even at our most insane and alcoholic, we would not go into this bar. And it was
scary.
80 feet away from our front door. And that's how scary it was.
Wow, okay.
She would go in there and they would cash all those checks. So they cashed all Social Security checks from anybody that
she
brought in.
Do you think when she went in, they're like, kill another one, huh?
No, I think they thought she was a trustworthy old lady and they were doing her a service by helping her because she lived across the street.
Wow.
Is what I think. And then the surprise, when she got caught, was the last person, I actually covered this on the podcast, when she got caught, the last person who she was taking care of had a bunch of people around him that really cared about him that were like, no, where is he for real? Where is he? Someone's cashing his checks. Where is he? And they finally caught her. No one has suspected it. And they dug up that backyard, which we could see from our back porch. We could see into the yard.
This was while you were living there.
She got caught and arrested and they dug up the backyard, I would say a couple years before we lived there, but we could see the backyard.
Oh, okay.
That alone was scary enough because there were, she literally had buried, I think, five between 5 and 10 people in that backyard.
Yeah. Wow.
Insane. Just crazy. So anyway, that's the neighborhood we lived in, where literally one night we had to start yelling at a guy because he was beating his girlfriend with an old vacuum cleaner. And across the street, people would dump garbage. So the across the street was an empty lot filled with random garbage. So a guy just picked up like an old broken vacuum cleaner and started hitting his girlfriend with it.
Karen, I just want to say that sucks.
Boo.
I know. Hey, jokes are great, but a lot of people like them. Sorry.
No, people do.
I'm just saying it sucks to do that. That's all I'm saying. I don't know why. Back to the serious.
Don't pretend that you're not doing an ice cream cone joke. Literally doing a joke.
I will pretend.
You still are.
I am pretending.
You continue to.
It is bad to do
so
that.
So one night,
I'm pretending
I was parked on the street in this neighborhood, and the car battery to my Volkswagen died. And I was really drunk because I had been at a bar and I was trying to drive home. But it was like very close by. It was like 2 blocks away or something.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and a guy ran up. It was like he knew I was in trouble, but he was on so many drugs that he didn't know how to handle. Oh. He didn't know how to take advantage of me.
It was like that PCP run.
I don't know what that is.
On PCP, a lot of guys have superpowers. They try and take on a bunch of cops or run from a helicopter.
Oh,
it's usually
right.
PCP that makes you run. That's the drug that makes you run.
This guy was like, yeah, it was a little more... He thought he was organized in his thoughts because he was pretending to help me jumpstart my car, but he didn't have a car. And I was kind of a little bit slow and I was just kind of like, sorry, wait, what? And he was doing all this stuff to my car. And then I was like, oh shit, I don't know what this guy's doing. And he's, you know, whatever. And
like,
then he just ran away.
What was he doing to your car? Like drumming on it and tapping and kicking?
He had opened the back. And he was pulling the caps off the top of the battery. And then he took my jumper cables, hooked them up, and then like put them aside and went and did another thing and did all this stuff. And then he just ran away.
Oh, he was.
It was so weird. And I literally just unhooked the jumper cables, put them in my car, and then like very slowly drove home of like, whatever that was, you basically just missed it by a half an inch.
Oh my God. Do you feel like he ran around the corner and laughed at the funny, funny skit he did?
Could have been.
Or was he not? He's like, she's so confused and that is so funny.
It could have been that.
Well,
it also could have been
he smoking this PCP.
Yeah, he honestly thought he had a car and it wasn't until he went to... Or he thought if he jump starts my car... on another car that he can somehow get into that's parked behind me, maybe he can steal my car once the car's jumped. Something along those lines, I think.
Oh my
then he just kind of gave up on the entire thing.
He maybe thought it was his car. We've made that mistake.
someone else is in your car?
Yes. One time in Austin, I got out. Okay, I got out of a grocery store and... I was being picked up by my girlfriend and I saw my car. It was a red Mustang 2-door was like the car of Texas. I bought a car right before I drove down there and everyone had this car. And I just got in the car and the guy who was picking up his wife, or he thought he was, didn't look at me. We just silently drove out of the parking lot. And then I... was looking at the dash and there was like a AAA thing or a Good Sam's Club sticker. And I just look up and there's this old man. It was so great. And I'm like, oh, we've made a mistake. And he's like, what? Oh, and then we laughed. We laughed so hard. I'm so glad that he just laughed. And then,
yeah, thank God.
Yeah, we went back and there was Maggie in my car and his wife was standing there confused. They were about to act out their version because she thought it was the funniest thing ever. It was right at the same spot. Oh, man. What a joy.
Also,
what a joy to remember.
And that's a very like Uber Lyft thing to happen, but you guys did it years before.
Yeah, yeah. It has happened to me. And people have gotten in my car. It's like, I just have a black car. Get the fuck out. I'm very aggressive when it happens now.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Look at these tattoos.
You need to take some of that get the fuck out energy and bring it toward the scammers that approach you on the street.
I need to bring it to my own door-to-door sales.
Just a little bit. Don't go, you know, not to quote 30 Rock, but don't go to a second location with a scammer.
Right.
If he needs to charge his phone, you give him $30 and walk away and say, God bless on getting your phone charged.
Yeah,
you don't have to take on tasks and errands for people.
It was twice as much money. We thought it was going to be 30. Anyway, but I did say at one point, I'm like, well, this is where we part ways. And that worked pretty well. You have to turn to an old cowboy.
Yes. You also have to just say it. You have to do it. You have to stop entertaining it after a while.
Yeah. But first give your phone number or Instagram handle. That's important.
Yeah. Did you give him your phone number?
No, he asked for it. And I said, no, let's do the Instagram thing. Because he mentioned that first. For all I know, we become friends and he'll be listening to this episode by the time we post it. And I'll be embarrassed about my new friend who's coming over for dinner tonight. He was not. I don't know. He was a nice guy.
Look. We all got to be careful out there these days.
We do. That's all I'm saying.
We all haven't done anything. You know what I'm doing today? I'm actually going to the doctor today for the first time.
Just for a checkup?
Before COVID, yeah.
You're just going, there's nothing wrong. No. There's no signs. Are you lethargic?
Yes, but that's not why I made the appointment. No, I haven't been to the doctor in a really long time.
Do you
time.
Mind if I pinch your skin to see if it stays in the same position?
Ew. Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
It's a sign of dehydration and oftentimes feline AIDS. It is.
Are you serious?
Even as a kid, I would pinch my cat's skin to see if, because we know all our cats had leukemia or something. It's the point is, don't put
that's
your
why
cat
they were so quiet
in a
that's,
cat
that's
show.
That's why there was no meowing.
Well, they're also
just rampant disease.
It helps them do better in the poise category of these shows. If you put your cat in a cat show, they will get leukemia or feline AIDS. They're very similar, actually. And it is, you don't get it from fucking and fighting. You can just get it from another cat's sneeze.
Chris, sorry, I'm going to stop
so
you.
So tomorrow...
You're actually talking about feline AIDS again.
I know.
You got your good joke.
I promised myself
now we're going to dip out.
Cry.
We're going to dip back out.
I promised myself.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just in a panic because I'm worried about your doctor's appointment. What is wrong with you?
No, it's just that I haven't been to the doctor. And so I'm like, I need some blood tests. I need to make sure there's nothing wrong with me. I've been in my house for fucking 2.5 years. I don't know from any, I feel tired, but maybe everybody feels tired or whatever, but there's nothing. And also I have to get a new neurologist because my neurologist who I've had for years retired. Yeah. And then I just kind of went, oh no. And so I have to get a referral and I have to get my seizure medicine re-upped. Shit like that.
Are you going to get any cameras?
Put in any orifices? Not if I can help it.
That's what I'm literally going to do. I'm going to be like, hi, I'm a man of a certain age. Give me all the cameras and all the uncomfortable holes.
Hmm.
And please look at my eyeballs. Why am I needing different glasses strengths monthly? I want to do that too. It's important.
They're getting worse by the month, your eyes?
Yes. My vision is declining. I'm not too worried about it, but I think it should stay the same poor vision, at least for a year, not increasingly worse.
Incorrect. Because you don't know and you're not an eye doctor.
No, I'm not.
And,
is
and
that an ophthalmologist?
What?
Yeah. There's an optometrist and an ophthalmologist. Now I want to make that mistake again and buy some glasses I don't need just because I was going to check out my eyeballs.
You need them, though.
Yeah, I do. I do. I know I do.
Optometrist is the doctor. Ophthalmologist is the glasses.
Really? I thought it was the opposite. Okay.
Oh, wait, it is the opposite.
Maybe it is. Who knows?
Ophthalmologist is the doctor. That's right. My mom used to work in the ophthalmology department at Kaiser. That's why I was using such an expert tone of voice. But actually, I'm not an expert whatsoever.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I won't let you interrupt me with that terrible pun. I will keep fucking finishing my sentence, motherfucker. What are you doing?
I was just going to say, was that a permanent
position? Yes, was
position?
It a permanent? I was curious
how long, if they told her it was a temporary job, if she was temping. That's all. I wasn't making a joke. Kaiser Permanente happens to be the name of the place. Jeez.
Uh-huh. It's just a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Why? Jump down my throat. Yeah, I want to get, I want to do what you're doing. Let's go to the doctor, everybody. It's time. We've been sitting here, laying around. God knows anything could have happened in these last several years. We could have mold in our ears.
I want to be like, hey, will you just take some blood and let me know what's up?
Right.
Just like, take some blood and see.
Yeah.
Who knows? Also, middle age, you know what I think it is? My good friend had a stroke. And now he has lived a very full life. And you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I kept thinking about it after he told me about it, where he's fine and he's taking care of it and whatever. And he's now very healthy. But I was like, oh, that's right. We're just fucking middle-aged and we have to care about things like this and pay attention to them. And
I got a very sweet call from my dad that was saying it was time for me to get a proctology thing. And I think he's right. It's time we do that stuff. And by proctology thing, that's what I mean by a camera.
Proctology call. A sweet.
It was very kind of him. It was just advice. He knows I'm already an adult, but he's right. It's time to do these things.
He's checking in. He's making sure. Did you tell him about your eyes and the problems you're having?
I don't want him to worry.
But losing your eyesight is just part of getting old.
Yeah, that's what most people are saying. There's also a documentary about my hip device causing blindness. So I do go there.
Did you watch that? And when you say documentary, do you mean a video on YouTube?
No, it's on Netflix. It talks about a lot of bad implants, like vaginal mesh is the most famous one where there was a settlement. And there was a bunch of known ones, but my exact hip is featured in it. And I had just had it put in. I'm still recovering. And there was a guy, but I talked to my doctor and he said, it has to be, there would be signs that your body is rejecting it. That happens because of a bad installation. And with you, we did a perfect thing. But I still, in the back of my mind, I'm like, that metal cobalt is still in my body. Apparently, that's not supposed to be in a human body. Who knows? All I know is I can run like the wind. I just don't know where I'm going.
My God. I don't know what's happened, but we can never record two podcasts in a row ever again.
Oh, yeah. Have I been that bad? Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Wait. That was a mean thing of me to say.
And no.
Really like that response.
Have I been?
It was like so delightful.
No. Have I really been that bad? Oh, nuts. I knew I was being a little bad.
I mean, no, you're not being bad at all. But talking about medical shit, I started it. It's my fault. It's fucking boring as hell. Secondly, if you have eye macular degeneration, if I may.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
That's happening anyway. Yeah. You can have, and also my dad's had 3 different hip replacements.
Right.
He's had all kinds of cobalt in his body.
Right.
And his eyes are fine. Yeah. So.
His likely is titanium, but who knows? Maybe he's got the cobalt stuff. It's the best.
Well, he's had them all. That's what I'm saying. He probably had the one that used to be made of tin. Like, who the fuck knows? He's real old and he keeps getting his hips replaced. So, you know, he's gone through it. Like,
I don't care. But it's still the best decision I've ever made. But yeah, it is. Today's episode, it might be a snooze fest to some, but... the people that already like us are going to listen to it and be like, this was a little different. Is Chris drunk again?
And did you go to a daytime party?
I'm drinking water. Oh, did I mispronounce vodka again?
Let's end this exactly at an hour. We're right there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, finally.
Right? We did our fucking work for the week.
I'm glad you're going to the doctor. I'm also going to go.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know what? This can be a running like bit. How's Chris's eyes doing?
How did
his proctology exam go?
Yes.
All of it. We can talk about all of it.
And go and get in the gory details. People love that stuff.
They sure do.
Yeah. And be careful out there. Don't trust the kind face of a stranger.
Go get some random blood tests when you're feeling tired.
Yeah. If you're feeling tired, take care of that shit. And if someone is a sweet and beautiful person and they give you any kind of attention, you fucking run.
That's the lesson for this week.
Thank you. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR.
AR.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Casey O'Brien.
Mixed by John Bradley.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DYNAR Podcast. That's DYNAR Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Listen, follow, and leave us a review on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And don't forget, you can listen to new episodes 1 week early on Amazon Music or early and ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Follow Do You Need a Ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you never miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show.
And visit the ExactlyRightStore.com to purchase Do You Need a Ride merch.